I'd like to begin with a question. I hope to ask it well. Hopefully my words will be clear. Question: is there anything that is too difficult for God to do? And the answer would be, no, right? There's nothing too difficult for God to do. Now, Nancy and I, we weren't raised, you know, as believers, but we've heard these songs as our kids grew up in children's church and VBS and such. There's a song that sometimes is sung, right? My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do, right? Is that, I mean, it's sung better than that. Is that song accurate? There's nothing my God cannot do. You know, we're going to want to nuance that a little bit. There is nothing that is too difficult for God, for sure. Would we say there's nothing my God cannot do? You know, we don't want to overly parse. I think it's a great song for kids. We'll want to be a little bit careful. Let's talk about it tonight. We're talking tonight about the attribute of God's omnipotence. And if my count is right, this is lesson number 30. And what does the Bible say, or what would we consider God's omnipotence? Well, here's the definition that Grudem gives us. God's omnipotence means that God is able to do all his holy will. And you'll notice how he nuanced that on purpose. He's able to do not everything, but he's able to do all his holy will. Anything that he wills to do, anything that he wants to do, he's able to do. There's nothing too difficult for him to do. So again, God's omnipotence. What does the word omnipotence mean? I think many of you know this, but just as a review, when we see that word omni, generally it would mean all, whatever comes next. So all-powerful or omnipotent, omnipotent, and of course, you know, all-knowing, omniscience, omniscient, what have you. So omnipotence means all-powerful. What does the Bible teach about this wonderful doctrine about omnipotence? And again, we don't want to do this just for theological reasons. We want to remind ourselves that there's nothing more important than knowing God, and that the key to having an awesome life is knowing God. And no matter what happens to you, you can have an awesome life if you know God well. Everybody faces trials and struggles and challenges, whether you're a Christian or not. But if you know God and know him well, you're going to come through them okay. God is omnipotent. What does that mean, number one? God has the power to do anything that he decides to do. If he decides to do it, he can do it, right? So, for example, Psalm 24:8, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord is strong, he's powerful. It says in Psalm 62, verse 11, power belongs to God. God is an omnipotent God. And that's too from Psalms. We could go to the end of the New Testament and read in Revelation 19:1, salvation and glory and power, there's our key word, God's omnipotent, belong to God. So here we see these texts, there's more than that, but they remind us of our first point tonight. God has the power to do anything that he decides to do. I might decide to do something and not have the power to do it. I'm not strong enough, but that never happens with God. He's omnipotent. Number two, there is nothing too hard for the Lord to do. So we never have to be concerned that this situation is so hard, it's even too difficult for God. Jeremiah 32:17 puts it this way. Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. And that's Jeremiah praying that there is nothing too difficult for God. You say, what kind of things? Anything. Because there's nothing. But you say, how about an example? How about a roughly 90-year-old woman having a baby? You know, my mom is approximately 90. She's just a little bit shy of that. My dad's 90. Can a 90-year-old woman have a baby? Genesis 18:14. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you at this time next year, and Sarah will have a son. How can that be? That's just biologically impossible, like absolutely impossible. Not that it would be difficult, it would be impossible, but not with God, because God is able to do that. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? No. There's one example, a 90-ish-year-old woman, if I'm correct in that, having a child. How about something even more difficult? Jesus said, Matthew 19, 24, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. How hard is it for a rich man to become a Christian? It's actually what? More difficult than putting a camel through the eye of a needle. You say, what does the word camel mean in Greek? It means camel. You say, what does the eye of a needle mean in Greek? Eye of a needle. Alan, man, you've been studying Greek. Awesome. There you go. You say, so what is it saying that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God? You say, Greg, but you can't put a camel through the eye of a needle. Yeah, I believe that's accurate, you know. I mean, I don't know a lot about needles. I don't really sew or anything, but, you know, they're about yay big, and then they're skinny. And you put a piece of thread through there, that's the eye of a needle. How hard is it to stick a camel, like an animal, through the eye of a needle? More than difficult. Impossible. And yet it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. So if you understand what Jesus is saying, we all should be asking the same thing. When the disciples heard this, they were astonished and said, then who can be saved? And that's exactly the question we should be asking. Lord, if that's true, who can be saved? And what's the answer? Jesus said to them, with people, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible, right? It is impossible for us in our strength to put a camel through the eye of a needle. It is impossible in our own strength for a rich man to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. But with God, all things are possible. There is nothing too difficult for God, okay? So we have Jeremiah 32, 27, the Lord speaking. Behold, I am the Lord. The God of all flesh, is anything too difficult for me? And of course, the answer is no. So number one, God has the power to do anything he decides to do. Number two, there is nothing too hard for the Lord to do. In fact, number three, God is able to do more than he actually does. It says in Ephesians chapter 3, really interesting, verse 20, to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. So God is able to do what we ask, God is able to do what we think, and God is able to do far more abundantly beyond. Ephesians 3:20. You say, like what? Just one illustration from Matthew chapter 3, verse 9. Jesus said, from these stones, God is able to raise up children to Abraham. Okay? Did God do that? No. Is he able to do it? Of course he is. God is able to do far more than he actually does. Yet number four, and our final point this evening, number four, and this is where we want to be careful with our words. God cannot and will not do anything that denies his character. So is God able to do anything he wants to do? Yes, right? Is it proper to say there's nothing my God cannot do? Well, again, I think for the kids it's a great song. We just want to be careful we remind ourselves of this point. He cannot and will not do anything that denies his character. Example, we're going to be coming to this verse quickly. Hebrews 6:18. It's impossible for God to lie. Can God lie? God can't lie. The Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. You say, well, then God can't do anything. Well, be careful. We've already defined omnipotence, that God is able to do all of his holy will. Anything he wants to do. he can do. He never wants to lie. It's impossible for God to lie. How about James 1:13? God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. So could God be tempted by evil? No. No. Okay? And again, it's kind of hard to think through the Lord Jesus Christ and his temptations. Was Jesus tempted by evil? You want to be careful there. You want to be careful, right? You know, when a woman walks by, could any of us men be tempted? Yes. When a woman walked by, was Jesus struggling with temptations of his flesh? No, he had no flesh to tempt him. So we want to be careful, okay? It's kind of a difficult challenge there. God cannot be tempted by evil. He's too holy. And he himself does not tempt anyone. God does not do that. So we would put it this way: God cannot and will not do anything that denies his character. So my God is so big, so strong, and so mighty, and he is able to do anything he wants to do. I don't know if that's too wordy for the kids, but this is what we know based on the scripture, and this is very encouraging. So what we're going to do is we'll divide up into shepherd groups tonight, and then we just have a couple of basic questions, and then we'll talk about those and then have a time of prayer. Let's pray.